This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and it's not a hostage situation technically, but tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of travelers are caught in the middle of political turmoil in Thailand, where the Bangkok's main airport, the Thailand main airports are still at a standstill. Protests are continuing. Joining us now to give us the latest is Quentin Somerville, who's a BBC correspondent, who is speaking to us from the concourse of Bangkok's main airport. Quentin, good morning.
Good morning there, John. And as I'm speaking to you, there are hundreds of more anti-government protesters in those distinctive yellow shirts streaming past into the airport terminal. They've just been told by their leadership to leave the other site they were occupying in downtown Bangkok, Government House. You might have heard that there was a grenade attack there over the weekend. 50 of the group were injured. So they're now coming here. They believe it's safer here. And that gives you an indication they're not giving up this airport anytime soon.
How are flyers getting in and out? There has to be some sort of movement of tourists.
Well, they're not getting in and out of Bangkok, and that's having a catastrophic impact on the country's economy, which depends on tourism. This is the peak tourist season. Today, though, the People's Alliance for Democracy, who are controlling the airport, they've been here almost a week now. They let around 80 or so aircraft, which have been stranded here. They let them leave, take off from this airport, but they left empty and headed to other airports in Thailand. So travellers will have to head to those other airports, Phuket in the south and Chiang Mai in the north. It's about a 10-hour drive away, but it does give some a bit of hope about getting home. They're actually putting up the Christmas trees in some of the airport, some of the hotels in Bangkok now. Some of the travelers are beginning to worry, will we ever make it home in time for Christmas?
So is there any sense that this standoff here could actually resolve this crisis, that the protesters have escalated it to the point where the government is going to have to concede?
The government is in a very difficult position. They seem to have lost grip on the levers of power here in Bangkok. They can't send the army, and let's just think about it for a second. If Heathrow Airport or if JFK or Hong Kong Airport were taken over by a mob, but the army would be sent in almost immediately. Well, the government can't do that here because the army are against them. The army want the government to step down. They don't want to get involved in a coup, as they did back in 2006, because they feel that didn't work out very well for them. So the government's relying on the police, and the police have been very reluctant to get involved in this. They have abandoned the few checkpoints they had outside the airport after they were overwhelmed by the superior numbers of the protesters. The government, in fact, has fled Bangkok. They're in Chiang Mai in the north. It looks increasingly unlikely that this situation will be resolved in the government's favour. And, in fact, we saw a pro-government supporter who came near the airport today being wrestled to the ground, punched and kicked and dragged away by the security personnel who work with the anti-government protesters, which also makes you think that this isn't going to end peacefully.
All right, Quentin, very, very quickly, if there's no police, no army, and no government, what's the end game here? What's going to change things very quickly?
Well, they're just going to wait it out. The anti-government protesters believe they've got the upper hand. This is the crown jewel, this airport of the Thai economy. Without it, the country's grinding to a halt.
So they're just going to wait it out. So it's a very high-stakes game. Quentin Somerville, thanks for joining us. Quentin Somerville is the BBC correspondent who spoke with us from the concourse of Bangkok's main airport, still closed, in a government dispute that has trapped hundreds of thousands of flying tourists.